Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Conservation Programs Manager at Memorial Park, Danny Milliken.
All right, hour number two here on Home Show Garden Pros. Hope you're getting ready for a great gardening day. The weather is getting cooler. It's important for us to focus on the positive. I have Beverly Welsh with me. Beverly, how are you today?
I'm great, Danny. How are you?
I am wonderful. Beverly is the owner of Arbor Gate, a really beautiful spot up in Tomball. And you guys got a cool event going on today.
Oh, we certainly do. We have Henry Flowers with us today.
Oh, my gosh. Awesome. So what's the subject? What are you guys exploring?
Pruning, shaping, and harvesting herbs.
Because with Henry Flowers, it could be almost anything and be amazing class. So
absolutely.
Awesome.
And hopefully he's going to bring some of those great cookies he makes.
Oh, yeah, that does. Maybe save one. Maybe save one for me if you can.
I'll do my best.
Okay.
No promises, though.
Yeah, no promises. They're pretty tasty. So, would you like to start answering some gardening questions?
Absolutely.
All right, great. Matt, you are on Home Show Garden Pros.
Lady and gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning to you as well, sir.
My raised veggie garden soil is pretty loamy. I've added compost and rose soil throughout the years, so it's pretty loamy. This year, I'm going to add, for the 10-15Y onions that come in next month, some leaf mold compost. Here's my question. When I add it to the garden, should I then drench it with Medina soil activator or turn it in under and then drench it with Medina soil activator?
I don't think you could go wrong with any application. The good news is you can amend your soil from the top down.
Okay, so put it on the top of the compost, leaf mold, and then drench it with soil activator and just let it sit. When should I turn it over?
Well, you could plant immediately if you wanted to. Typically, I don't really turn. I just layer up, but that's to your discretion. Sometimes when you turn the soil, you bring up any grass seed, weed seed, and you kind of can get into a weed issue that way.
There's also the very good chance to disturb like fungal strands that you've built over the years in your excellent loamy soil, to start disturbing those, set those back, and now you've wound up with kind of like a temporarily worse soil for not any long-term benefit. The microbes that you're feeding, the Hassegrow, will help those out. They're going to do all of the dissemination and spreading of that material. So you don't even have to worry about turning it over.
Really? Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Okay. So just make my mounds for the 10-15Y with the compost on top and plant the onions when they come in, correct?
Piece of cake.
Absolutely.
Thank you kindly. Have a wonderful day.
You too, Matt. 713-572-4610. Beverly Welsh here with us, talking gardening. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Fall in Houston, when gardens and lawns thrive, if you treat them right. With MicroLife fertilizers, protect your yard. Pick up MicroLife Brown Patch and MicroGrow Granular for fall disease control. Add MicroLife Veggie and Flower to your garden and landscaping beds for the healthiest vegetables and best-looking flowers. MicroLife Granular and liquid fertilizers provide plants billions of beneficial microbes and over 100 minerals. MicroLife, making life better. See how. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
Nature's Way resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns. Southwest Fertilizer. Quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 713-572-4610.
Hi, everybody. everybody. This is Mary with Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out here in Katy. And with the coming of fall, we've got all the fun fall plants for you. Snapdragons, lobelias, dianthus, you name it. We've got those wonderful fall flowers that'll bring some color into your garden and brighten things up after this hot summer heat. And speaking of heat, now that it's on its way out, it's the perfect time to get out in your yard and install a fountain. Digging a hole in the middle of the summer is a lot of work, but guess what? These temperatures are going down. Get out there, dig the hole, put in that nice new fountain so next summer you're enjoying the wonderful sounds of water out in your yard and not thinking about this Houston heat. Make sure to mark your calendars for our annual Friends and Family Night, October 26th. Starting at 5:30, make sure to wear your Halloween costumes and come out for a wonderful time out in the gardens in the evening. For updates on everything we have going on here at Nelson's, visit our website, nelsonwatergardens.com, and our Facebook page. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens is open from 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday and closed on Sundays. We're at 1502 Katy Fort Bend Road, Katy, Texas, 77493. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros with Beverly and Danny.
That is right. Home Show Garden Pros, welcome back. 713-572-4610. We want to hear what's on your mind, helping you with your gardening questions. And I just had a really interesting question from Matt about not just growing onions, but kind of like some real detailed questions on how to address the soil and stuff like that. Beverly, do you grow a lot of onions in your garden?
We do plant. I usually plant the multiplying onions rather than the larger bulbing onions. But they do need to be aware of their spacing. They can plant them fairly close together at the beginning and then perhaps harvest every other one when it gets to be about scallion size. Mm. But you want a good 6 inches between those guys to get a big, full onion.
Yeah, that makes a ton of sense. And, you know, it's so true. It's like a strategic thinning, but also thinning slash harvesting.
Right.
So, you know, some of these bigger onions can get really, really big, but it can take a while, too. I mean, it's the kind of thing where you start a crop now and you're harvesting. When you think, you know, when's Matt going to be harvesting his onions at full
Probably
size?
Probably early spring.
Yeah, early spring. So, you know, it's waiting 4 or 5 months for those things where multiplying onions can really start producing right away.
Absolutely.
Do you have any favorite multiplying varieties?
Not really. I just love them all, and having them homegrown makes such a huge difference in taste.
It really does. It's funny because, like, you know, tomatoes are the most popular vegetable crop, right? Like, they're so
right.
popular. People do grow a lot of, like, the kales and the collards because they're so easy.
Mm-hmm.
My collards survived the summer. Like, I have a brand new, beautiful crop of, you know, it's just wild that they made it through this brutal summer. But onions are probably the vegetable we cook the most with, right? It's like almost every one of my meals, at least, starts with diced onions that I'm sautéing or something like that.
Right, and garlic.
Garlic, too.
You know, there's quite a few varieties of garlic that we can plant, and so, so easy to grow. You can grow in one crop enough to last you throughout the year.
Right, and I think people, this is something that people maybe aren't even realizing, maybe because garlic is so cheap in the store.
Right.
But it's like super easy. It's one of those like plant it and forget it type plants.
Right. And you know, the fall garden in general is just the easiest and the best garden to plant.
Well, say more about that. I completely agree, but it's like wonderful, you know, say more about it.
Well, like you mentioned, you have all the greens. You basically have from now, probably through February, to plant your lettuces, your leafy greens, your spinach, cabbage, kale. I would recommend that you succession plant so that you don't have everything coming ready at one time, especially products like the cabbage.
Yeah.
Plant several, wait a couple of weeks, plant several more. And then you've got fresh veggies all through the fall, winter, and early spring.
Well, and a huge benefit of doing that succession planting too, especially with something like cabbage, is that you might see a few garden pests on your first batch.
Right.
And then you can begin to strategize on what your problem is going to be that winter for the next 2 or 3 batches.
Right, right. And, you know, companion planting, we've got a class coming up on that. Not a lot of scientific evidence on it, but one of my favorite companions is dill, onion, and cabbage. Mm. I don't seem to get as many as of the cabbage loopers when I do that, and I get incredibly sweet cabbage.
That's an incredible one. I mean, to me, gardening, It's so allegorical. It's so story-based, right? Like, the best people to talk to about gardening aren't the people who've done all the research. They're the people who have a garden and right. are in it and are hearing the stories. Now, you know, it's important to stay on top of the research, too. That does really help. But it's kind of the opposite of a lot of branches of science in that we want the research to be supported by the allegory and not really vice versa.
Right.
Because when it comes down to it, I'm going to pick an onion variety because someone else has had success with it, not because the lab has reported that this is the best onion variety.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. And I, too, love bunching onions. I got Cajun Blues from my dad about 8 years ago, and they've mm-hmm. moved with me one time, and I still have them because they make a patch, and you can divide that patch and make new patches. And it's really wild because, you know, all the year you've got these tubers in the ground, these roots in the ground that you can pull out whenever you want. And the Cajun Blue is a very fast grower. So I love those. They're like a really wonderful kind of plant to have in the garden.
Yep, they're outstanding.
Yes, for sure. And yeah, so and then like you mentioned, you've got the opportunity to kind of companion plant and maybe invite different types of insects to come in, protect your plants from pests while still getting the harvest of dill or fennel or something like that. That's such a creative solution to a very common problem for cabbage growers in our area. So great information. Well, oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, in all of these veggies this fall, use them as color in your landscape. They're gorgeous.
Yes.
Pansies and parsley is a wonderful combination.
Mm, that's so great. That's so great. Now, that also gives us a good reason to kind of be organic, even in our landscaping, if we grow herbs up in there, and it mm-hmm. works. So that's the other kicker there. Well, 713-572-4610. 713-572-4610. This is Home Show Garden Pros.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
To answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And it is fall, and I know that a lot of people kind of hold off on their gardening during the summer because it's so hot. Plants are pretty stressed. But it is now time. It's past time, really, to do your cleanup, to get out there and kind of get into shape, your patio, your pool, especially your landscaping, so that you can enjoy the cooler nights. That's what you want to do. You want to be out there and worrying about, oh, how's my bed look? Oh, everything's looking terrible. And really, the fastest way to really maximize, optimize your work is by having excellent tools. And the place to get excellent tools is Lansdowne Moody. That is Houston's outdoor power equipment specialist. They really know what they're doing. To me, what's cool about them is they do assembly for you. They don't sell you a box. So they choose steel tools because they consider steel to be the best tool to have. Steel is the number one brand of handheld outdoor power equipment. And Lansdowne Moody chooses to offer only steel. So that's chainsaws, hedge trimmers, pressure washers, blowers. Steel has great tools for really those outdoor power needs when it comes down to it. And again, that's just so great that Lansdowne Moody doesn't sell you a box, right? So some digging deep into that doesn't sell you a box. What that means is they assemble every steel tool for you, right? They'll service it. And what's kind of cool is they'll adjust it. So, like, you know, I have friends that are much more taller and longer than I am, and maybe I want a different adjustment on some of my tools. Well, Lansdowne Moody does that. They also register your tool. And you don't have any worries about the warranty because they're taking care of getting that all set for you. So really, really wonderful tools, awesome customer service, saving time and frustration so you can just get everything done you need to get done at your house. And they are conveniently located right on your side of Houston. So East Freeway, just before 610 East, Webster, Condo, Splendora, Hockley, like all over the place. And also Bellway 8, just southeast of 59. So find the nearest location, see what tools they've got, maybe some specials. Check them out, lmtractor.com.
Thank you for listening, and welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros. I'm Beverly from the Arborgate in Tomball, here with Danny Milliken on Sports Radio 610. Please give us a call, 713-572-4610. That's 713-572-4610.
Awesome. I am kind of really, it's easy to focus on this transition time between fall and summer, and it feels like it's so much, it's been so long, the transition. I guess we're just kind of impatiently waiting for the weather to cool.
Right.
But
very anxious.
Very anxious, yeah. And with that, you know, it comes a new flush of fall veggies, especially fall color. But also in that, too, we also start getting migratory birds and migratory butterflies. And these are things that can really add a lot of interest to our gardens, right? To our flower beds, is having that extra color, like a flying flower coming through your space. It's pretty cool.
Absolutely.
So, monarch migration. What's the forecast for that? Are they're going to come? They're going to come our way?
Yeah, they should. It seems like they've been a little slow this year, don't you think? It seems like they're late.
I mean, I would have waited, and you know, I'd wait where it was cooler too before it came down. You know, super
right.
Hot September.
I'm just wondering if some of the storms in the Gulf didn't have something to do with it.
That is interesting. Well, one thing that we know they do is they'll have some scouts. You'll have, same with hummingbirds, is you'll have some scouts come through and they'll see if you've got the flowers for them. And
right.
So the instruction with this is have the flowers. So what are some great hummingbird flowers, just to start there? Some great hummingbird flowers we can get in the ground and hope to get some of those scouts in our area.
One of my favorites is Russellia. Or firecracker fern. I have quite a few in my yard, and the hummers are on them every day. And of course, there's the homelia that everyone's so familiar with, the hummingbird bush.
Right.
That's a great one as well.
Now, firecracker fern is so interesting all the time. When it's blooming, yes, but also when it's not, it's really got this like very unique appeal as to me, a replacement for a small shrub. So I've seen them done pretty well in like lines, like people might do boxwoods, just without pruning them. So you have this kind of line of this real moundy, interesting plant. I mean, that's one thing I love about Russellia, is that they have that really cool shape and structure.
Right. So in addition to adding color, they just add texture.
Absolutely. Really, really great plant. It's kind of like a tweener, I guess, between a shrub and a grass.
Absolutely. In a mild winter, evergreen, even in the harshest of winters, they come right back.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I mean, we had a pretty good swath, or have a pretty good swath of them at Herman Park at McGovern Centennial Gardens. They've got a pretty good section. And we had one brutal winter. And sure enough, you know, they all kind of turned nearly black and died. And we're like, well, I guess we have to think about replacing those. But it was like 3 weeks and they were back. It wasn't like 3 months till the weather warmed up. They just shot right back, and they're a really cool plant.
Right.
It's okay. Those are two really great ones. So they're the kind of ones that are going to be blooming now. You get out in your space. That's good for that. And so butterflies are a whole other thing. I mean, I think a lot of people have been taught that you can just put these plants out here and you'll have butterflies and hummingbirds. It's not really the case. Sometimes you have some that attract some, sometimes others.
Right.
So are there go ahead.
No, I was going to say, yeah, you're right. Some plants are very specific.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess like Buddleia is a very specific hummingbird plant.
Right.
That they're just going to be all over, where it's not going to get you a lot of butterflies.
Well, and a lot of the salvias.
Yes, what are those going to attract?
Well, here at the nursery, it's really interesting. You walk up the middle aisle with all the displays, and you can see actually the hummingbirds, the butterflies, the honeybees, the bumblebees, and who prefers what. And so it's a lot of fun. We get a lot of activity on all of the salvias, as well as the kufias.
Okay, that's awesome. Yeah, and there's so many of both of those, especially salvias. I know I can think of maybe four or five kufias, but so many salvias out there that just play so many different roles in the landscape.
And then we have the Aristolochia fimbriata, and the pipevine swallowtail is all over that as a larva and nectar.
And that is such a pretty butterfly, too. That's a really
it's gorgeous
butterfly.
And what a great plant. Full sun to part shade, perennial ground cover, very interesting. one of those bulletproof plants, really no muss, no fuss.
And so will you say the name again? I've got to write it down just because it sounds like the kind I need to go ahead and grab pretty soon. So.
It's the Aristolochia fimbriata.
Okay.
Or the pipe vine.
I've been actually.
So it's a ground cover type rather than the traditional vine that many people are familiar with.
Yeah, I'm actually really trying to find those because I have pretty well established small shrub cover in my front circle bed. Mm-hmm. And I really want to do undergrowth pipe vine undergrowth down there, like underneath those.
Right.
Because I my goal is to add more host plants. And so we'll explore host plants after this quick break. Just because we want to get into them, kind of describe what they do a little bit. I want to be very clear that they serve this really, really valuable role. So 713-572-4610. We also want to hear from you. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
The weather can be so unpredictable. Rely on the certainty of a Mueller metal roof to provide superior protection for your home from wind, rain, and hail. With a wide variety of panel styles and designer colors to choose from, your roof will be beautiful and possess the strength and durability you can depend on. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com to browse our selection of panel styles and colors, or contact a sales representative at 877-2-MUELLER to order your Mueller metal roof today.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights. We've been organic gardeners for over 30 years.
Plants for all seasons in Northwest Houston. Come and get your green on.
Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, where beauty and tranquility are waiting.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 713-572-4610.
Welcome back, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. 713-572-4610. We would love to hear your question. We'd love to talk to you, see what's on your mind. Luckily, we had the great opportunity to talk to Beverly Welsh from the Arbor Gate and hear what's on her mind, get some questions out in front of her. And, you know, if you don't know my approach, that's totally great because I'm, you know, tell it to you now. And Beverly, I'd love to hear your approach when it comes to gardening. But I really, really love plants that not only give me beauty and that green presence, but also do something else, right? Either serve as food for me and my family, provide a really great smell, or do something for wildlife. And so Beverly,
Yeah, I was going to say, absolutely. It's so easy to do.
Yeah, because there's so many options, right? Mm-hmm. And so to me, it's like there's some plants, and you know, I know that impatiens are very popular. Everybody loves them. But for me, they don't give me enough. You know, like,
well, yeah, and you know, you can always leave small pockets for
so
annuals
true.
Like
so
that,
true.
and or do container gardening to add that little pop of color.
Yeah, we're like, you know, I mean, a lot of the other winter annuals that I would buy or spring annuals I buy the same time of them do provide me some of those secondary, tertiary benefits, right? And so mm-hmm. that's just where I'm just saying my preference for them. Some people do really love that explosion of color that they provide. That's just kind of, you know, I'm sort of like, I'd rather have that secondary deal. And one of those kind of secondary reasons that I really like have become enamored with is host plants actually that are in place for a caterpillar to eat and lay their eggs on and grow as babies.
Right.
And so some of my favorites, we mentioned the pipevine plant, and you mentioned the low growing one, which is a lot easier to manage than the kind of regular vining one.
Right.
And that brings in a native butterfly called pipevine swallowtail, and it grows in this really pretty looking, very kind of humble ground cover that loves shade.
Right.
But what
or
are some,
sun, actually. Or,
okay.
It does either.
Oh, awesome. You know, I actually never really realized that. So what are some other kind of your favorite host plants? I have one in mind that I know I love, and if you don't express it, which I'm sure you will, I'll bring it up. But what are some of your faves?
Oh, goodness. You know, my favorite's the one I'm looking at. I have a lot of favorites. Well, citrus.
Yes.
That's easy
okay.
enough. I mean, that kind of covers it all. It's an evergreen tree. It gives you fruit and great for the butterflies.
Smells good, too. It's a
smells wonderful.
It's a four threat, you know. And an evergreen, right?
Right. And you can't beat that.
That's when
passion vine.
Yes, that's the one I had in mind.
Is that the
passion
one?
Vine.
I thought it might be.
You just have those beautiful flowers. Like, forget about it. Everybody, you look at them. Not many flowers you look at for like 40 full seconds, but passion fruit flowers, you can. You can just stop and stare at them. They're so intricate and they're so wild.
Well, and a lot of herbs.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, you mentioned dill earlier. Dill is a really great one for swallowtail.
Dill, fennel, mm-hmm. rue, parsley. Those are all great larval plants.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, they have a very unique kind of wispy feel to them. And so, you know, a lot of times we worry about, you know, having caterpillars in our garden. Well, you know, some of the caterpillars turn into butterflies, and some of them yeah. turn into really beautiful and amazing moths.
Right. Everybody's got to eat.
That's so true. Everybody does have to eat. That's absolutely, I mean, I ate already this morning. So
right. Right. I love to use bronze fennel and dill in the landscape in the fall and winter to give me that light, airy, grassy look. And the fennel's so gorgeous.
Right.
And when the caterpillars come in the spring and start munching, you can smell that anise fragrance throughout the air. It's wonderful.
That is so cool. And the cool thing about fennel, too, is, you know, if it's cool, it's a different color than when it's warm.
Right.
And so you end up getting this, like, really interesting dichotomy going on of beauty. Mm-hmm. So that's awesome. Well, thanks for the breakdown of host plants. It's really funny because a lot of times I'm talking to gardeners that want to do, like, a butterfly garden. I'm like, well, you got to get citrus in there. And
right.
they're like, what? What? No, it's not a... I'm not a fruit garden. It's a, you know, bug garden. I'm like, yeah, that's the major host for giant swallowtail, which is like a really, really cool butterfly. So,
right.
So happy you
said
that.
And they do when they plant. I know this sounds kind of elementary, but when you do plant a butterfly garden, bear in mind you are going to have caterpillars. They are going to eat your plants, and don't panic. We had a customer one time that we helped him pick out a beautiful butterfly garden. Then he came in and kept saying, well, there's these caterpillars that keep eating it.
Well, no, it's...
so he was so upset. I was like, no, that's great.
No, but it's, you know, there's so many folks are trained to think it has to be this way. Like, bugs are bad, caterpillars are bad.
Right.
Fungus is bad. All this stuff isn't what we're supposed to have, but really, like... That's life, you know, that's
right.
Like the celebration of life. And sometimes, you know, it's eating. Sometimes it's thriving. Sometimes you got too many caterpillars, you know, but mm-hmm. definitely a butterfly garden. I've heard similar stories when it comes to milkweed, like people selling milkweed and then their customers coming in and being like, oh, no, we've got a real problem. Butterflies are eating all our milk. I mean, caterpillars are eating all our milkweed.
Right.
So exact same thing. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros here with Beverly Welch, doing a great job. Kind of got lost in talking host plants, you know, love those native plants and butterflies. But we want you to join the conversation, and we got a couple calls lined up that we're going to hit after this break. But the number is 713-572-4610.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted nurseries and landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees, accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run, sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, this is Diane Bulanowski from Warren Southern Gardens in beautiful Kingwood. Come on out to our fall festival and pumpkin patch going on today from 11 to 4. We've got lots of great fun for the family. We have tasty barbecue from Chop Champion Texas Q Barbecue. We have icy treats, lots of games and fun activities for the kids, and we've got pumpkins and gourds galore. So there's lots of wonderful photo opportunities to take pictures with the family, with the pumpkins, gourds, hay bales. Feel free to dress up for the occasion. We have specials on mums and select lawn care products. So come on out. Don't miss out. Warren Southern Gardens Fall Festival and Pumpkin Patch. For more information on our events, specials, and gardening inspiration, check out our Facebook, Pinterest, and Instagram pages. Warren Southern Gardens is located in beautiful Kingwood at 1675 North Park Drive. And now back to answering more of your gardening questions with Beverly and Danny.
Yep, Beverly and Danny right here answering your gardening questions. Beverly Welch from Arborgate. They got a big day up there. One of our kind of favorite speakers, garden celebrity, superhero types is going to be up there today. And that's really exciting.
Yeah, Henry is amazing. Not only his knowledge of growing, but his artistic.
That really is such a great combo to kind of tie more people more deeply into gardening. I mean, it's such a wonderful hobby. So it's like, so good for you in so many ways. Okay, 713-572-4610. We want to hear what's on your mind. I know you got a lot of gardening questions. Also, just encourage you, if you have a gardening question, somebody else has that question. So you're not only getting your answer, but you're really helping out somebody else. So Larry, you are on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question for Beverly?
Good morning. My question is, I just resodded a large part of my front yard. And I'm wondering how long I should wait to fertilize, mow, and top dress.
Well, I would encourage you to fertilize with an organic fertilizer soon, now.
I've got Miracle-Gro. Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, something like Arborgate Blend. We always recommend that you actually put it down on the ground and place the sod right on top of it. But you can use any of the organic time-release products anytime on a new lawn.
Well, I did put Nature's Way compost between the sand and the new sod.
Good. So, excellent.
So I can fertilize with MicroLife now or yours. Okay.
Yeah. Because being time released, you're not going to have to worry about a burn. You're going to want to promote root growth, and that's what you're going to be doing. You can also water in with some Medina soil activator.
Okay. Thank you.
Larry, I'm going to encourage you. You've kind of started with this compost base, right? With this soil building base, and I don't, you know, you mentioned Miracle-Gro in there, which is
I didn't mean Miracle-Gro.
Okay, great.
MicroLife.
That's super. Yeah. So the kind of approach you're going is just to build up these roots, to have them be deeper and deeper and more healthy and more healthy, and really getting the material down to build up that soil population, because it can't burn, because it's just simply feeding a soil population that in turn feeds the roots, it's never the wrong time to do it. It's not something that's just pushing leaf growth. And as far as mowing, Beverly, basically just mow when it grows, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Now, I do have some trace mineral volcanic ash. It says it's got 62 different minerals in it.
Nice. I put it out.
That's great.
Okay. Yeah, I can go ahead and put that down, too.
Yeah, I mean, I've been to a lot of people's homes, and they just have, like, a shelf of different mineral packs and fertilizers they got over the years that they never put out. And I'm always like, man, if it comes into my garage, I want it to get out into the soil where the soil life can use it, right? Nobody's using it on my shelf, so.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'd get it out there, Larry.
Well, my brother used the trace minerals in his garden. He said it's phenomenal how it helped. So I appreciate y'all's time. Thank you very much.
You bet. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's so often, Beverly, the soils that we're making, we're not paying attention to have the huge pack of minerals. We have more minerals. Like, your soil has more minerals than, you know, really a lot of almost any soil on the market because you've used multiple different sources to build it.
Right.
But even then, it doesn't have this complete pack, and kind of doing an amendment and building up that way is really a smart thing to do.
Absolutely.
Well, awesome. So I know you got to go to start setting up for Flowers, and really appreciate you being on, answering so many great gardening questions. So
thank you for having me.
You bet, Beverly. Have a wonderful day.
You do the same. Thanks.
You bet. This is Home Show Garden Pros. Love to get your question in here, 713-572-4610, and we'll be right back.
Love digging in the dirt, coaxing herbs and vegetables to grow? Start healthier this fall with organic fertilizers, plants, and advice from Wabash Feed and Garden. I'm Betty Hecker here, inviting you to visit a little piece of the country in the heart of the city. You'll find everything you need for fall gardening and healthy pet foods, too. Bring the kids. They'll love our barnyard critters. Wabash Feed and Garden on Shepherd, just north of 610. We're different, and that's good. WabashFeed.com.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Wabash, Feed and Garden. A little bit of the country in the heart of the city.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 713-572-4610.
Well, Houston, welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. Having a great time so far. Big thanks to Zach Buchanan and Beverly Welch. We got to cover a lot of topics, and the show's still going on. Having a fun time. So we're here, Home Show Garden Pros. We want to hear what's on your mind. 713-572-4610. Want to answer any gardening questions you got. Got a great chance to talk to John Ferguson, soil scientist. Hey, John, how's it going?
Hey, Danny. I just having enjoyed life and growing a lot of plants.
Well, I hear there is good news out there that you guys are getting remineralizer back on the market.
That is true. We got our approval from the state chemist. It's available in 40-pound bags or bulk. And it does make plants grow stronger, better, healthier.
Okay, and I have seen this happen, like, in real life. But there's some other elements involved. I mean, no pun intended, but why does it work so well?
Well, there's a myth out there propagated by some of the chemical companies that we can grow a plant on 16 elements.
Ooh.
Human body has 79 elements in it. Do you kind of see the disconnect there?
Yeah, that's a lot less.
Yeah, and that's why there's 700 human health problems caused or aggravated by nutritional deficiencies in our food supply.
Oh, my gosh. So you have kind of chosen several different naturally occurring resources to make this remineralizer. What's in it?
It is a mixture of Texas green sand, basalt sand, granite sand. They each have different mineralogy, but together they got all the naturally occurring elements, including the 79 elements found in the human body.
So that's wonderful. One thing I learned from you that if I treat kind of my body like I treat my landscaping and vice versa, you know, I want to be healthy, right? So I eat good foods. It's the same way with a landscape, right? This is the kind of thing that makes it healthier.
Exactly. A couple years ago, when I first did a study of every element found in the human body, the rare earth element, europium, had no known biological role. In the last 2 years, two papers out of Europe, just one or two parts per billion in our food doubled the lifespan of test animals.
Well, Nature's Way Resources supplies our Garden Pro locations. John, why don't you tell everybody your website so they can check it out?
You can find more information at naturewayresources.com, and there's just hundreds of papers out there on health, nutrition, and how to grow plants.
No, thanks so much, John.
All right. Take care, Danny.
John mentioned his awesome study that he did on the minerals in the human body, and they have a whole blog post about what those minerals do. It's really, really worth the read. So, you know, go to naturewayresources.com, kind of see that. Thanks, John, for that call. 713-572-4610. Always fun talking to people. And Chris, you are on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hello.
Hey.
So a couple of just thoughts, I guess. I just woke up not too long ago.
Well, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. I've heard Beverly and talk about soil activator before, and I've seen it around before, and I've tried to look online, and I don't really know what's in it. I was curious if you did. I know she just left. I was hoping to get her thoughts for as far as like what it involves.
Well, I think that it has two things I know that kind of really do some of the soil activation, and I generally use these things on their own. And so one is kind of an alfalfa extract, and that has a hormonal kind of kick to it. And it can really kind of supercharge some roots and stuff. I'm pretty sure there's B vitamins in it and humic acid. And I don't really know the exploration of that. I think Medina kind of keeps it, their secrets under wraps a little bit. Which, you know, you got a great product. You don't want everybody to copy it. I get it. But those are the things that I might replace it with is humic acid, alfalfa kind of extract, and then B vitamins. So that's
alfalfa extract. Okay, yeah. I have the other stuff separately.
Well, at home I use alfalfa meal. It's a solid, like a kind of almost like a flour like a flour, like whole wheat flour, something like that. And I use it, and it does a great job of kind of really kicking off a new growth period and extending bloom time.
Cool. Yeah, I'll look into some alfalfa then. And also, I know that fall time is, you know, like the optimal time to plant trees and stuff.
Yeah.
Since we're getting that cold front, or cool front, rather, coming in here in a few days, would that be a good time, or would you hold off until, like, late fall even?
Chris, I think we have started the window of, like, perfect tree planting time. And, you know, there's, you could pretty much get a tree in the ground any time during the year. There's no time to be scared of with trees. Now, tropical trees, you don't want to do smack in the middle of a cold front or freeze front, you know, in February or January. And, you know, some of the deciduous trees, maybe like beginning of summer is not your best time for getting them in the ground. But this season, especially for non-tropicals, getting them in the ground now, letting them get a little bit of root growth going, letting them go dormant, and then they can have that full spring growth and you can really push their roots forward. To me, that's the approach to take. You know, things like oaks and pines and peaches and pears, things that lose their leaves. Far and away, it's the best time to do it. If you're talking about citrus and you can wait, you know, I might get that citrus and put that thing off, you know, fertilize it in the pot, get it all ready, but put it off till maybe March.
Yeah. Dude, I've been holding on to a couple of citrus. I wonder if I should have planted them a couple of months ago.
No, that's fine. I think it's fine. I mean, again, it's all about getting the roots established. You know, their survivability goes way up the more established the roots are. It's the reason why you want to take off the fruit the first couple of years on citrus.
Yeah,
because you want the roots to grow. It's the same kind of concept.
Yeah. Would just keeping them in the original pot be fine, or could I just upgrade the size ever so slightly to try and, or would they not even really put off extra roots between now and March?
Yeah, the only reason for a bump up is if you're going to keep them in a pot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're going to keep them in a pot, yeah, you don't need to worry about doing that bump up for a, like a, you know, March planting. But again, I, you know, citrus too, depending on what it is, I really, knowing it's October 5th, I still might put clementines, grapefruit, oranges in the ground with no concern.
Satsuma?
Yeah, Satsuma for sure. I'd put that in.
And then I've got a little kumquat. I know that it's not 100% citrus, but would that be fine to throw in now,
yeah,
too, or wait till the spring on that one?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. So, you know, Chris is talking about how kumquats are Fortuna. They're not actually citrus, but really they're in the category, right, from a viewpoint of what we plant now. They're totally cold hardy. Yeah, absolutely get that in. Yeah.
I'll probably go ahead and throw those down then.
Yeah.
Well, right.
I think you should, man. I think you should. Thanks for the call, Chris.
Yeah, thank you.
And, you know, have a great rest of your morning.
I will try.
All right, man. Thank you very much. That's Chris Collin. You know, look, people, it's fall. It's a great time to plant, great time to get shrubs and flowers and all that stuff. In fact, at Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Garden, I'll be talking about some of my favorite shrubs and trees for Houston, you know, my favorites, how to plant them, how to care for them, because now is such a great time. So, Ron, I see you waiting, and we'll get to you after this quick break. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Fall gardening success begins with healthy beds. Hi, neighbors. Bob Patterson of Southwest Fertilizer. We offer both organic and synthetic soil amendments and fertilizers to fit any budget. While you're here, you can scoop up some seeds for broccoli, cabbage, kale, or pick your favorite fall vegetable from our selection of live plants. At Southwest Fertilizer, we've helped Houstonians solve lawn and garden challenges since 1955. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, or visit us online, southwestfertilizer.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, 713-572-4610. I got a chance to stop to talk a little bit with Skip Richter from AgriLife yesterday, and just like driving home and talking through how much we overwater everything in Houston, and how much we water too much, and we don't really water that well. And so that just kind of really drove home to me that our irrigations are watering too much and they're not efficient. There's a company out there, Mike Ball Irrigation Landscaping and Lighting, that not only specializes in smart technology with irrigation, but also efficient systems. In fact, they can boast, and I've seen the data, that their systems are 30% more efficient than the average system. And so they use drip irrigation. They use kind of special controls that have bigger drops. So a lot less is floating away onto the street or onto your house. The water goes where it's supposed to. One cool thing they offer is quarterly or monthly inspections, making sure your system is going. And don't worry, though, because they do retrofit and repair old systems too. It's really, really wise this time of year when you should be cutting back. Also, when the soil is really changing structure kind of bit, it's shifting, to have someone do a irrigation checkup for you. And Mike Ball is the company to do that. So their number to call is 713-816-5311. They also have a website you should check out that I'll tell you that in a little bit. So, but they don't just do irrigation. They also do beautiful backyard, front yard, outside kitchens, patios, really, really beautiful landscaping and lighting too. Man, I've seen some of these pictures. I've seen some of their jobs, and it is like dream backyard sort of jobs. So really cool stuff. And, you know, you call them with your vision, and they'll custom build it for less than you'd expect. So check out their website, MikeBallIrrigation.com. Really cool stuff. Really great guys. This is Home Show Garden Pros, and we're going to keep on answering gardening questions as much as we can. And Ron, you were on the show. What's your question?
Hi, thank you. Actually, I talked to you a couple of weeks ago about my tomatoes. Plants weren't growing this year, and recommend it was probably the soil. I'm getting ready to dig it all up and turn it. I was wondering if I should add anything in your herbicide.
I'm gonna just make some suggestions for, because I've been in your situation. So I have a landscaping company. They do edible landscapings, right? Edible earth resources, and all for a long time we used a type of soil. And I'm not going to say who they were because I don't want to, you know, get into that. It was a long time ago. But they didn't grow plants, right? You put in plants and they kind of freeze, not freeze frozen, but, you know, they wouldn't grow anymore.
Yeah.
And tilling is not the way to go. Turning the soil over is not the way to go because it kind of sets back microbial life that you might have. The thing to do is to get some compost, good compost on there. And we really encourage Nature's Way Resources compost. You put it on top, kind of fill your beds back up. If it's a ground bed, add 2 inches. And then a drench with something like super seaweed or humic acid or both separated by 2 weeks, right? Something like that. Mm-hmm. And that will really do a kickoff of your beds. The only time I really encourage tilling a vegetable bed is when it's like completely toast. It's killing all the plants. They're dying all the time. When it just needs like a pick-me-up, I'm like, you know what? Let's improve. You know, let's improve the situation. Like you can imagine what a turnover would do to earthworm habitat. You know what I mean? Like their tunnels are all gone.
Right.
Some of their bodies are destroyed. If a shovel can really do a lot of damage to them, you know, what can a bigger piece of equipment do? So to me, that's your best bet, is just getting a bunch of bags of Nature's Way compost, dumping them down and really drenching that in with super seaweed or humic acid.
Okay, seaweed. Okay. And second thing, I was going to plant something.
Yeah.
I'm on the phone. I'm sorry, my wife.
Nice. Tell her we said hi.
I was going to plant something, some potatoes, but I probably should not then, right? As a winter.
No, dude. Crop. By all means, plant potatoes. They're wonderful. Yeah, I would even get some of the little ones from the store, cut them in half.
Yeah,
and
that's what
I was
planning on.
Yeah, so that's right, man.
Okay, now there's a lot of roots. Do I have to worry about that, or is that just
some of the roots are troublesome? If it's making a vine pop up everywhere, I'd get them all out. If they're just there, I wouldn't worry about them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Final thing. I have a bed of white ginger.
Butterfly ginger.
Yeah, butterfly ginger. Last year, it got really scattered, so I cut them all up, placed them all out in a row, and that they're not producing as well this year as before. Is that just because it's just kind of getting its roots again?
Yeah,
so to speak.
So once they've been at a place for a long time, they kind of need a real jump start, and that jump start comes from minerals. So there's a product called Remineralizer by Nature's Way, and I know I've already said use their compost, but go ahead and grab a bag of the Remineralizer. Yeah. That will really bump up any bad ginger patch, because that's what they're starting to lack, is because they're pretty big users, you know, the evergreen, big leafy green. Yeah. Well, hey, Ron, thanks.
I put phosphate on it.
You want, like, a lot of minerals. You want, like, 70 minerals. You don't want, you know, one. Yeah.
Okay, good. Thanks.
Thank you, Ron. And thank you to all the callers from Home Show Garden Post this hour. This 2 hours, you guys all had great questions. Big thanks to Zach Buchanan and Beverly Welch. Home Show Radio and Tom Tynan will be up right after this break.
Getting the yard and garden you really want is easy with help from the Home Show Garden Pros. Houston's most trusted nurseries come together with Danny Milligan.
Saturday, 7 till 9.
Taking your calls, answering questions, or anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Videos, advice, tips, and the Garden Pros Podcast. Always on,
always free.
Helping you be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros. Saturday, 7 till 9 on Sports Radio 610.
And online anytime
at homeshowgardenpros.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.